All right, so today we're going to unpack this whole beneficial ownership information thing. BOI filings, you know, it's something businesses have to deal with, but I bet there are some sneaky scams out there that folks need to watch out for.
Absolutely.
And that's what our deep dive mission is today.
Absolutely.
This is to help you spot those scams before they get you.
Yeah, you're going to see some of these forms we're going to talk about today, and you're like, oh my goodness, that looks so official.
Yeah.
Like how would I know that that's fake?
Right.
So yeah, we're going to arm you with all the information you need to spot these things.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
So before we get into the scams themselves, can you give us a quick rundown of what BOI filings actually are and why they're important?
Sure. So BOI filings, you know, they exist because of the Corporate Transparency Act or the CTA.
Okay.
And essentially what that act did was... It was put in place to prevent shell corporations and other shady business dealings.
Mm-hmm.
And so it requires companies to disclose their beneficial owners to FinCEN.
FinCEN.
That's right. FinCEN, which is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
Okay. So FinCEN is the main player here. They're the ones collecting all this information.
Right.
But how are scammers getting involved?
Well,
what makes these scams so tricky?
So imagine you're a small business owner.
Okay.
Maybe you're just getting started.
Uh-huh.
And you get this notice in the mail.
Okay.
Demanding payment for your BOI filing.
Right.
It looks official. It's got government seals, legal jargon, and it's threatening these hefty fines.
Oh, no.
If you don't comply.
Yeah.
It'd be really easy to see how someone could panic.
Absolutely.
And just pay up. Without really thinking twice.
Especially if you're not super familiar with the whole process.
Exactly.
So they're banking on people being intimidated and just handing over their money.
Exactly. And what's worse, even if you fall for the scam,
well,
you're still on the hook for filing your legitimate BOI information with FinCEN. Yeah. So ignorance isn't a defense in the eyes of the law.
That's a double whammy.
Yeah, it is.
So let's dive into some specific examples.
Okay.
What kinds of scams are we actually seeing out there?
All right. So we've got some shockingly bold examples straight out of Mississippi.
Okay.
One is Form 4022, Mandatory Beneficial Ownership Report.
Okay.
Supposedly from the United States Business Regulation Department.
United States Business Regulation Department.
Sounds pretty official, right?
It does.
But guess what?
What?
It's completely made up.
What?
Totally fake.
What?
And they're demanding $117 for this bogus filing.
Wow. Okay, so that's one.
That's one.
What else?
Then there's Form 5102, updated Form 4022.
Okay.
This one's supposedly from the Annual Record Service.
Okay, another very official sounding name.
Right.
But I'm guessing also fake.
Also fake, yeah. Another fictional entity. And they're asking for $119.
Okay, so they're getting creative with their fake names.
They are.
What else?
And then we've got the CPS form. Very vague. It demands FinCEN information and wants between $175 and $195.
Wow.
And get this, they claim to file paper submissions with FinCEN.
Wait, hold up.
Which is completely ridiculous.
FinCEN doesn't accept paper forms.
No, everything is digital.
So that's a huge red flag.
Huge red flag. Yeah, if you see that run in the other direction.
That's insane.
Yeah.
These scammers are bold.
They are.
And you said there were multiple forms.
Yeah.
Why so many?
Well, it's almost as if they're testing different approaches.
Okay.
You know, different names, different fees.
Right.
To see what works best.
Interesting. So they're almost like...
Like A-B testing for scams.
Wow, that's so cynical.
Yeah, but probably true.
That is probably true.
Yeah.
It's scary how sophisticated this is getting.
Yeah.
All right, so we've seen what these fake forms look like.
Right.
But what are some specific red flags within the forms themselves?
Okay, let's take a closer look at that Form 5102.
Okay.
First, check out the notice ID.
Right.
It's this jumbled mess of numbers and letters. Not something a real government agency would use.
Yeah, that seems off.
Right.
What else?
Then there's the due date.
Okay.
192024.
Oh, wow.
Creates a sense of urgency,
yeah.
Right? They're trying to pressure you into paying quickly.
Right.
Without really thinking it through.
And to make it extra convincing, they even added a Reverend December 2023 notation.
Right.
Trying to make it look like an updated and legitimate form.
Yeah.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
It is.
Okay, so we've established that these scams are bad news.
Yes.
They're out there.
Yeah.
They're convincing.
Uh-huh.
And they can have serious consequences.
They can.
But what can our listeners do to protect themselves?
Well,
what are the warning signs they should be looking out for?
The Mississippi Alert highlights a few key red flags.
Okay.
Be wary of any unfamiliar organization demanding payment for BOI filings.
Right.
Legitimate requests will come directly from FinCEN.
Okay.
And any request for personal information or payment that comes from outside official FinCEN channels. That's a massive red flag.
So if you're ever unsure, double check everything.
Yes.
Verify directly with FinCEN. Don't just take someone's word for it.
Exactly.
Be skeptical, be cautious, and be informed.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, FinCEN has this really user-friendly website.
Oh, good.
With a wealth of information. Just go to www.fincen.govboy for all the legitimate details on BOI filings.
Perfect. So this is a great reminder that knowledge is your best defense.
It is.
The more you understand about the legitimate process, the easier it will be to spot a fake.
Absolutely.
And speaking of spotting fakes, I'm curious about the fees.
Okay.
If FinCEN doesn't charge an arm and a leg, how are these scammers getting away with demanding hundreds of dollars?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It really boils down to exploitation.
Okay.
Many businesses wouldn't know the actual filing fees.
Right.
And scammers capitalize on that lack of knowledge.
Right.
It's a classic case of, if you don't know the price, any price seems plausible.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So they're banking on people being in the dark, feeling pressured, and just handing over the cash. It's so important to do your research and be aware of these tactics.
Absolutely.
But before we get too deep into the solutions, let's take a quick break.
Right.
When we come back, we'll continue our deep dive into BOI scams and discuss even more ways to stay safe.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. All right, we're back and ready to continue our deep dive into these BOI scams.
Yeah.
Before the break, we talked about how these scams really prey on businesses.
Right.
Especially those that might be new or unfamiliar with the whole BOI filing process.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's easy to think, oh, that would never happen to me.
You'd be surprised.
Right.
These scammers are incredibly savvy.
Yeah.
They know how to play on people's anxieties.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to legal matters.
Uh-huh.
You know, they exploit the fear of fines, penalties.
Right.
Even potential legal action.
If you're running a business, the last thing you want to do is get tangled up in legal trouble, especially over something that seems relatively straightforward, like a BOI filing.
And remember, even if you fall victim to a scam, you're still responsible.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Fulfilling your obligations under the Corporate Transparency Act.
So it's crucial to be informed.
Absolutely.
And know how to protect yourself.
Yeah.
So knowledge is power, as they say.
It is.
The more we understand about the legitimate process, the better equipped we'll be to spot those red flags and avoid those scams.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the most important things businesses should know about the Corporate Transparency Act and FinCEN's role?
Okay, well, the CTA itself is actually quite comprehensive.
Okay.
It outlines specific requirements for businesses, including the types of information they need to disclose, the deadlines for filing, even the exemptions that might apply.
Okay.
And so understanding these nuances can help businesses differentiate between legitimate requests and those that are clearly out of bounds.
So it's not just a matter of filing some basic information.
Yeah.
There are specific rules and regulations that businesses need to be aware of.
Exactly. And FinCEN plays a crucial role beyond just collecting these filings.
Okay.
They analyze the data, look for patterns,
and
investigate potential financial crimes.
Okay.
But they also provide resources and guidance to businesses.
Oh, that's good.
To help them comply with the CTA.
Yeah. That's really helpful to know.
Yeah.
So it's not just about avoiding scams.
Right.
It's about understanding the bigger picture of financial transparency and why these regulations exist in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back to those practical steps.
Okay.
We talked about verifying information with FinCEN.
Right.
But what does that actually look like? What are some specific things businesses can do?
Okay. First and foremost, familiarize yourself with the FinCEN website.
Yeah.
They have a dedicated section for BOI filings with detailed information, including the official forms, filing instructions, even frequently asked questions.
So if you receive a notice or request for information,
you
can cross-reference it with the official resources on the FinCEN website?
Exactly. Look for inconsistencies in the wording, the formatting, the contact information, even the fees.
Okay.
And if anything seems off, don't hesitate to contact FinCEN directly.
Right.
They have a dedicated helpline and email address for BOI-related inquiries.
So double-check everything.
Yeah.
Don't just take someone's word for it.
Exactly.
But let's say you're looking at a form and you're still not sure if it's legitimate.
Right.
What are some telltale signs that should set off alarm bells?
Okay, well, we touched on a few earlier.
Yay.
Like the nonsensical notice ID and the pressure-inducing due date.
Uh-huh.
But pay close attention to the language used.
Okay.
Scammers often try to mimic that official jargon.
Right.
But there are subtle clues that give them away.
Like what?
We'll look for overly aggressive or threatening language.
Okay.
Official notices from government agencies tend to be informative and straightforward.
Right.
Not intimidating or coercive. Also, watch out for grammatical errors.
Yeah.
Typos, yeah, or awkward phrasing.
You wouldn't expect a legitimate government document to be riddled with errors.
Exactly.
Right.
And remember, scammers often play on people's insecurities.
Yeah.
They might try to create a sense of urgency,
uh-huh,
claiming that you need to act immediately to avoid severe consequences.
Oh, right.
Don't fall for it.
Yeah.
Take your time, verify the information.
Right.
And if you're still unsure, consult with a legal professional.
So it's all about being proactive, doing your research,
yeah,
and not being afraid to ask questions.
For sure.
This has been really valuable information, and I think it's safe to say we've all learned a lot today about how to spot these scams.
I hope so.
And remember, this isn't just about protecting yourself. Mm. It's about spreading awareness.
Absolutely.
If you know someone who might be vulnerable to these scams, share this information with them.
Please do.
That's right. We need to look out for each other.
We do.
The more people we can educate about these scams, the less effective they'll become.
That's the goal.
But before we wrap things up, I want to touch on one more point that I find fascinating.
Okay.
We've been focusing on these specific scams in Mississippi.
Right.
But I'm curious, are these schemes unique to that region?
That's a great question.
Or could similar scams be happening anywhere?
That brings up a really important point.
Yeah.
While these particular examples are from Mississippi,
right,
similar scams could be happening anywhere in the country.
Wow.
Or even internationally.
Okay.
Scammers are always looking for new ways to exploit people and businesses.
Right.
And they adapt their tactics to different regions and industries.
So it's not just a Mississippi problem.
It's not.
This is a reminder to stay vigilant no matter where you are.
Exactly. The key takeaway here is vigilance is your best defense.
Hmm.
Always be wary of unsolicited requests for information or payment.
Right.
Especially when it comes to sensitive financial matters.
And don't forget, if something seems off, trust your gut.
Yeah, and verify the information with official sources.
Couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. It's always better to be safe than sorry.
Okay, folks, that about wraps up our deep dive into BOI scams.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from the basics of the Corporate Transparency Act,
right,
to specific red flags to watch out for.
Absolutely.
But before we go, I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
We've learned a lot about how to spot these BOI scams. But what I find really interesting is that it all comes back to critical thinking.
Yeah.
You know, we're bombarded with information all the time these days. Uh-uh. And it's more important than ever to be discerning, to question what we see,
yeah,
what we hear.
Absolutely.
And to double check everything.
Yeah. It's so important.
This isn't just about BOI filings. It's about being an informed citizen in the digital age.
That's a great point.
You know, we need to develop these critical thinking skills to navigate this complex world of information,
yeah,
especially when it comes to financial matters.
Absolutely. And it's not about being paranoid.
Right.
It's about being empowered.
Exactly.
We have the tools and resources available.
The FinCEN website.
Right. Exactly.
To verify information and protect ourselves.
We don't have to be victims.
Right.
We can take control, be proactive, and arm ourselves with knowledge.
So to wrap things up,
yeah,
if our listeners take away just one thing from this deep dive, what would it be?
I'd say it's this trust but verify.
Trust but verify.
Don't just take anything at face value.
Right.
Especially when it comes to financial requests or legal obligations.
Mm.
Do your research, ask questions, and if something feels off,
yeah,
it probably is.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
All right.
All right, everyone. That's a wrap for today's deep dive into the world of BOI scams.
Mm.
We hope you found it informative and, most importantly, empowering.
Yeah. Stay safe out there.
Remember, knowledge is power.
It is.
Stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay safe.
Good advice.
And until next time, happy learning.